Charlotte at 6 podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Charlotte at 6 for a Monday. I'm Mark Garrison with the top stories here on WBT. And we start this evening with some disturbing information on coronavirus as it may pertain to your kids in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. A lack of soap for hand washing, filthy bathrooms, plus drinking fountains loaded with bacteria. One expert tells me that what we found is a problem, particularly with all the concerns of coronavirus. We analyzed health inspections performed in the schools in the past 12 months. And what we discovered is that a pattern of filthy conditions in many schools, something we first reported on 2 years ago, is still a problem. For starters, worries over the virus and hand washing. It could be a problem in many schools. The health inspections show that if your child wants to wash their hands at CMS, there's a 1 in 4 chance they will have a problem doing that. In 24% of the schools, inspectors found problems from faucets that don't work, no soap or paper towels or soap dispensers that don't work. That's a problem, isn't it?
Yes.
Patty Olinger is an expert on infectious diseases. In fact, she works with airlines that have to disinfect for coronavirus. She says if a fourth of the schools in CMS don't have soap or if they have faucet issues, you're taking away the number one weapon that kids have in preventing coronavirus.
When you look at what CDC tells us to do and the World Health Organization and the messages on how to protect themselves, what's the first thing that you can do to protect yourself? It's wash your hands. You know, wash your hands with soap and water, you know, for 20 seconds, you know. And if a facility does not have the capability to wash their hands, as you're indicating, that's a risk. That's the number one thing that we can do to protect ourselves.
As for bathrooms at CMS, the word is nasty. We found 56% of the schools inspected had bathrooms in need of deep cleaning, inspectors citing fecal stains or urine on floors and walls. A lot of filth that can spread germs to kids. How much of a risk is that, given our current situation?
It is a risk because, I mean, if you think about, take the coronavirus aside, and we're looking at just, you know, other things like MRSA, or if someone had norovirus, if the flu, if we're not paying that close attention to those basic details, then to be able to then expect that someone can step it up and do the disinfection that's needed on touch points in the classroom is pretty unrealistic.
The health inspections at CMS are a record of very obvious problems, problems not being addressed by school staff. At South Mech, for example, the inspector wrote, "The smell of urine is overwhelming." Bathrooms have long been an issue in CMS. When we reviewed inspections 2 years ago, a teacher at West Charlotte told us the bathrooms were so bad, teachers and students just hold it or leave campus to go to the bathroom.
You do have some students who feel very uncomfortable. If they have to take a number two, they're not going to feel, nobody feels comfortable. Myself, sometimes I ride home just to use the restroom.
West Charlotte is still being cited for bathroom problems, but in the past 2 years, they have made significant improvements. After 3 years of health scores in the 70s, their score is now a 91, though the inspector noted in the most recent inspection multiple toilet paper dispensers broken or missing in multiple restrooms. The inspections also found drinking fountains in schools are consistently a source of contamination. Many of the fountains caked with pink and black slime. 38% of the schools inspected since last April had drinking fountains that were not being cleaned. Patty Olinger says that can also make your kids sick.
Water fountains are one of those areas that they have found are not clean, so they'll find high levels of contamination.
We asked Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools for comment. They could not provide anyone for an interview, but in a statement said, custodial staff is working with principals to address needs quickly, and they encourage students not to waste supplies. In years past, county commissioners such as Trevor Fuller have blasted the schools for having such dirty facilities when they have a multi-million dollar budget for maintenance.
If we're allocating over $400 million a year just for operations, how is it that our children have to go to school in facilities where we wouldn't go into?
Biosafety expert Patty Olinger says if the schools aren't doing a good job on routine upkeep, it's not likely they'll do a good job with additional cleaning that they need because of the coronavirus.
You and I both know it's a lot harder to catch up on something than it is if you're routinely doing things and then be able to say, oops, we need to step it up.
What would you suggest parents do? Send the kid to school with his own little hand sanitizer?
I would. If you think about it, I mean, in those kind of situations, you know, our primary objective is safety, you know, of our children.
Now, those health inspections for CMS only done once a year. Today, the local health director, when we asked her about it, said, no, they're not going to step up the inspections despite the threat of coronavirus.
We're not doing extra inspecting at this point, but we are working with the school system. They are operating under specific guidance from CDC on how to clean. And to make sure that the environment for their children is as safe and for their employees is as safe as it can be.
But the question is, how much cleaning is CMS doing? Because as inspections have shown for a long time, they have a history of not doing a really good job.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.